Welcome to 5-Minute History from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. Episode 58. The History of Bottled Water. The history of bottled water is a tale that spans centuries, evolving from luxury goods sold for medicinal purposes to one of the most widely consumed beverages in the modern world. The journey of bottled water is intricately linked to societal shifts, technological advancements, and changing perceptions of health, convenience, and the environment. From its origins in natural springs to its ubiquity in supermarkets across the globe, bottled water has become a commodity that reflects our relationship with both nature and industry. The practice of drinking natural spring water has ancient roots. In many early civilizations, water from springs and wells was considered pure and, in some cases, sacred. People traveled long distances to access water from these sources, believing it had healing properties. The Greeks and Romans were particularly known for their appreciation of mineral springs, which they believed could cure various ailments. In ancient Rome, the practice of bathing in and drinking mineral water was a luxury available to the wealthy, and public baths and aqueducts were built to harness and distribute this precious resource. The commercial sale of bottled water, however, did not begin until much later. One of the earliest known instances of water being bottled and sold dates back to 1622, when water from the Holy Well at Malvern in the United Kingdom was bottled for sale. The Malvern Spring had been known for its purity for centuries, and its water was believed to possess health benefits. Local entrepreneurs began bottling it and marketing it to those who could afford it, marking the beginning of the bottled water industry in Europe. In France, a similar trend developed around the natural springs of Evian. The town of Evian-les-Bains, located near Lake Geneva, became famous for its natural springs in the 18th century. In 1789, the Marquis de Lesser, a nobleman, reportedly discovered that the local spring water had curative properties, leading to its popularity as a medicinal product. The demand for Evian water grew rapidly, and by 1826, the first commercial bottling plant was established. Evian water was marketed as a treatment for various ailments, including kidney and liver diseases, and its reputation for purity helped solidify its place in the emerging market for bottled water. The 19th century saw the rise of other famous bottled water brands in Europe, particularly as mineral water became increasingly associated with health and wellness. In Germany, the water from the springs at Bad Homburg became widely known, while in Italy, the San Pellegrino brand, sourced from the natural springs in the Italian Alps, was established in 1899. These brands, among others, catered primarily to the upper classes, as the bottling and transportation of water were expensive processes, making bottled water a luxury item. Across the Atlantic, bottled water gained popularity in the United States as well. In 1845, the Jackson Spa in Boston began bottling its mineral water, which was marketed as a health tonic. Similarly, the Saratoga Springs in New York, famous for their natural mineral water, became a popular source of bottled water in the mid-19th century. During this period, bottled water was primarily consumed for its supposed medicinal benefits, and it was often sold in pharmacies alongside other health products. The introduction of carbonated water further expanded the appeal of bottled water. The process of carbonation was developed in the late 18th century by Joseph Priestley, an English chemist, and later refined by others. Carbonated mineral water, often flavored or sweetened, became a popular alternative to alcoholic beverages and was seen as a healthier choice for consumers. Brands such as Schweppes, founded in 1783, were among the first to market carbonated water on a large scale. The mass production of bottled water took off in the 20th century, particularly after the invention of plastic bottles. Prior to this, glass bottles were the primary packaging method for water, but glass was expensive, heavy, and prone to breakage. The development of polyethylene terephthalate, PET plastic, in the 1970s revolutionized the bottled water industry. Plastic bottles were lightweight, cheap to produce, and durable, making them ideal for mass production and distribution. This innovation made bottled water more accessible to the general population, transforming it from a luxury product into a common household item. The rise of the bottled water industry in the late 20th century was driven by several factors. First, the increasing awareness of health and fitness led many people to seek out alternatives to sugary soft drinks and alcohol. Bottled water, which was marketed as pure, natural, and healthy, became a preferred choice for health-conscious consumers. Brands such as Perrier and Evian capitalized on this trend by promoting their products as part of a healthy lifestyle. Second, concerns about the safety and quality of tap water in certain regions contributed to the demand for bottled water. In the 1970s and 1980s, publicized incidents of water contamination in cities around the world, including in the United States, led to a growing distrust of municipal water supplies. Bottled water companies seized on these fears, emphasizing the purity and safety of their products. This perception, whether justified or not, drove many consumers to turn to bottled water as a safer alternative to tap water. As bottled water consumption soared, companies began producing water on a global scale. International giants such as Nestlé, Coca-Cola, and PepsiCo entered the bottled water market, launching brands like Nestlé Pure Life, Dasani, and Aquafina. These companies invested heavily in marketing, promoting bottled water as a healthy and convenient product that could be consumed on the go. The rise of bottled water coincided with changes in lifestyle, particularly as people became busier and more mobile, leading to an increased demand for portable beverages. However, the environmental impact of bottled water has become a major point of controversy in recent years. The widespread use of plastic bottles has led to concerns about plastic pollution. As billions of bottles are discarded each year, many of which end up in landfills or oceans. Environmentalists have called for greater regulation of the bottled water industry and have urged consumers to turn to reusable bottles and tap water as more sustainable alternatives. Despite these challenges, bottled water remains a popular and profitable product worldwide. The industry continues to grow, with consumers increasingly turning to bottled water for its perceived health benefits, convenience, and quality. From its early origins as a luxury item to its current status as a global commodity, the history of bottled water reflects broader trends in health, technology, and environmental awareness. As society grapples with the need for sustainability, the future of bottled water will likely depend on balancing consumer demand with environmental responsibility. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute Podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.